things to do. Kinsey finally called Catmull and said he couldn't interest Disney in a deal. Eventually, it was Steve Jobs, the founder of Apple Computer, who saw the potential in Pixar and bought out Lucas's stake. In the meantime, Kinsey and Roy doggedly pursued a deal to license Pixar's technology. Roy was convinced that with the investment in this new technology, Disney could both manage the soaring costs of traditional hand-drawn animation and reverse the alarming decline in quality that had begun with Mouse Detective. He brought the subject up at every opportunity. Katzenberg resisted. He insisted on comparing hand-drawn cells to those drawn by computer, skeptical that a machine could duplicate the quality. But over time, he became persuaded. And Eisner and Wells relented. "Roy wants to do this, and he believes in it," Eisner argued. "I think we have to take a deep breath and say yes." Peter Schneider, hired to be Roy's Katzenberg, had only been at Disney a week when Katzenberg asked him to represent the animation department at a meeting on the Universal lot with Steven Spielberg and producers Kathleen Kennedy and Frank Marshall to discuss the Roger Rabbit project. When their initial budget came in at an eye-popping $50 million, the project nearly died. But the producers finally whittled it down to $29.9 million, which at the time still made it the most expensive animated movie ever greenlit in Hollywood. Despite the price tag, Katzenberg was determined to bring the prestige of Spielberg to Disney, and he also argued that the hybrid of live action and animation would save the animation department from extinction. Eisner and Wells were apprehensive, but agreed, largely because of their confidence in Spielberg. But Eisner warned Katzenberg he'd have to ride herd on costs. The Rabbit deal was an unusual partnership, which gave Spielberg and director Robert Zemeckis final creative control and a share in any profits. Disney kept all merchandising rights. Spielberg had recruited director Robert Zemeckis fresh from the huge success of Romancing the Stone and Back to the Future, and Zemeckis had insisted on hiring the man he considered the best animator in the world, a commercial artist and animator in London named Richard Williams, best known for the Pink Panther cartoons. Part of Schneider's job was to manage Williams and coordinate with the Disney animators. Casting character actor Bob Hoskins in the lead role rather than Harrison Ford, Spielberg's choice, saved some money. But keeping the budget under control was a nearly impossible task, given that Spielberg and Zemeckis had creative control, which meant de facto control over the budget and schedule, something Eisner had learned in his hotel partnership with Tishman. Williams saw himself as an artist, openly disdainful of the Disney bureaucracy, incredulous that Disney animators were expected to clock in when they arrived at work. On one of his first days at the Disney studio, he gathered all the animators to watch a screening of The Thief and the Cobbler, an animated labor of love on which he had been toiling since 1968. Williams told Schneider that in return for doing Roger Rabbit, Disney and Spielberg would help him distribute Thief. He refused to work in Los Angeles, and to accommodate him and his animators, production was moved to London. Schneider soon realized that for every day spent working on the film, they fell another day behind schedule. The film had been budgeted for a lock-stop camera, but Zemeckis insisted on a moving camera, which doubled costs. Finally, Katzenberg told Eisner and Wells that the budget was nearing 40.